You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Radio.
Passing the mustard is about sharing a food condiment. And while cutting the mustard could be said in reference to food, cutting the mustard is about meeting expectations in lots of other contexts, too.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Here with us now over Skype is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
And this week's question comes from Kristen. Kristen was spending time with some friends, and someone said it doesn't pass mustard, and that caught Kristen's attention. Kristen says, I say to pass mustard, but I think I've also heard someone say to cut mustard. And I don't know anything about this expression, to cut mustard, but I do know muster.
Okay, so you cannot say that doesn't cut the mustard.
No, but I would say it doesn't pass muster.
All right. And those would mean pretty much the same thing. Both of us are saying it doesn't meet expectations. It doesn't meet requirements. So let's back up and figure out where these things come from. We do have two expressions here, pass muster and cut the mustard. And while they typically mean the same thing, interestingly, cut the mustard is usually used in negative contexts. In other words, things usually don't cut the mustard as opposed to cutting the mustard, but it can be used in positive contexts. Okay, pass muster. This expression goes back to the 16th century in the Oxford English Dictionary and means to meet the required standard. When it first comes into the language, it is pass the muster, but by the 1700s, we've lost the, we just have pass muster used in non-military senses. But the term goes back to the military. Rebecca, are you familiar with the term muster?
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever heard it in a context other than to pass muster.
Okay, if you're in the military, you will hear it used in other context. It's used to refer, and has been used this way since the 15th century, calling together of people for inspection or exercises, a roll call. So you'll still hear formations referred to as musters. And I checked in with a recent graduate of the Naval Academy who's now training to be a Navy pilot. And he said to me that when he was in the pool waiting to start flight school, he would get a message in a group chat every day that he had to like this text message. And as he said, to say we were alive. And that was, as he put it, our phone muster. They were passing inspection, checking in, kind of a roll call.
So where does cut the mustard come from? As I said, that's not one that I'm familiar with.
I'm sorry to say that the answer is we don't entirely know. We know what it means, but we're not sure where it comes from. Cut the mustard shows up in the early 1890s in U.S. contexts. It appears to be slangy. In those early 1890s quotes, it is in quotes, so it's clearly coming into the language. For example, in 1891, there's a quote in the Omaha World Herald, and it's talking about three members of the Omaha Baseball Club who failed to cut the mustard. Around this time, you will see mustard in expressions like hot as mustard or keen as mustard. Mustard is something that adds spice. And mustard could mean excellent. Maybe that's where cut the mustard comes from. You're engaging in being excellent. Maybe it is just a variant on pass muster. Some people say maybe it's about mustard powder that needed to be cut with water. But the fact is, we're not sure where this expression comes from. It clearly means to succeed, to meet expectations, to be excellent in some way, but origins still unclear.
So do you think pass mustard will get any legs, Anne?
It's a great question. I would say you never know, and muster and mustard sound enough alike that it's not surprising you're getting some variation here. And what I love is that you can find instances where people are punning in delightful ways if they're talking about, for example, hot dogs, and a really great hot dog doesn't just pass muster, it passes mustard.
Sounds good to me. Thanks so much, Anne.
Have a great Sunday.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.